Today's daf was Pesachim daf Kuf Aleph. There were basically two topics that were discussed on today's daf. We had Kiddush Makom Suda on Amud Aleph, and then on Amud Beis we had Shinui Makom when it came to Bracha. So on Amud Aleph we have the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. If a person makes Kiddush in Shul, so Rav holds that he's Yotze Kiddush 100%. He's just not Yotze the Bar Priyagafen. When he goes home, he's going to have to make another Bar Priyagafen. So if he's Yotze Kiddush 100%, why does he have to make Kiddush again when he gets home? So Rav says that's just to be Motzi Banav B'nei Beis, so it's not for himself, it's for his family who did not hear Kiddush and Shul. Shmuel says, no, if a person says Kiddush and Shul, they are not Yotze Kiddush, because it's not Kiddush B'makom Suda. You need Kiddush B'makom Suda in order to be Yotze. Why bother saying Kiddush and Shul? That's to be Motzi all the guests that stay in Shul, they eat in Shul, they sleep in Shul, so we're Motzi them in Kiddush. The Gemara clarifies that Shmuel holds, even B'makom L'makom B'chad Beisa, even from one place to another within a single house, is considered to be a Shinui B'makom in terms of Kiddush, and you would need to make a new Kiddush. Shmuel once had to go from the roof down to the ground floor, and he said a new Kiddush, because he held that it wasn't Kiddush B'makom Suda to go from one place to the other. The Gemara then much later quotes a third sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that not only is it okay Yotze Kiddush and Shul, you're even Yotze the Bar Priyagafen. You don't even need to make a new Bar Priyagafen when you get home, but the Gemara rejects Rabbi Yochanan. It's against the Beferish Abraisa. And then we list other Amoraim who also hold that you need Kiddush Makom Suda. Rav Huna holds in Kiddush Al Makom Suda, and that's why when his candle went out after Kiddush, he moved his meal to his son's house and then said a new Kiddush at his son's house, because that's where he was going to have his meal, so he had to say a new Kiddush. And also Vaf Rabba Savar Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda. Rabba once had a situation where he instructed his Talmidim that they should eat something right after he made Kiddush, because you never know, maybe by the time you get to the place where you're sleeping, the candle's going to be out, you're not going to be able to have a meal there, and you're not going to be able to Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda. So Talmidi, you should eat something right now in order to be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, how could Rabba paskin like Shmuel? I thought Rabba always paskins like Rav. Levar Mehani Tlas, with only three exceptions about Matilim Mibegel Lebegel, moving tzitzis from one beggar to another, and madikim miner liner, and davar shenem miskaven on Shabbos. But otherwise, he always paskins like Rav. How could he paskin like Shmuel that you need Kiddush Makom Suda? So the Gemara says, no, kichumrei derav avid, kikulei derav lo ava avid. Rabba always paskined like all of Rav's chumras. He didn't always paskin like Rav's kulas, not requiring Kiddush Makom Suda as a kula of Rav. So Rabba didn't feel obliged to paskin like Rav in that situation. He paskin like Shmuel that you do need Kiddush Makom Suda. Then the Amud Beis discusses the concept of Shinu Makom. The Braisa tells us, Shinu Makom Tzorech Levarich, Shinu Yayin Ein Tzorech Levarich. If you move from one place to another place while eating, you have to say a new bracha in the new place. But if you bring out a new bottle of wine, you don't have to say a new bracha on the second bottle of wine. Tosus, of course, adds, you do have to say Atov HaMeitiv, just not a new Bar Priyagafen on the second bottle of wine. So the Gemara just adds two qualifications. First of all, Lo Shanu Ela Mibayis Labayis Alva Mimakom Lamakom Lo. A Shinu Makom only demands a new bracha if you move it to an entirely different house. But from one spot to another within a house, there's no need for another bracha. And then the second qualification is Rav Chista holds that lo amran el bedvarm she'ein tuna bracha l'achrein b'mekoman. You only have to say a new bracha when you go to a different place if the food you were originally eating only needed a bari nefasha, so you had nothing drawing you back to that place. So therefore, when you go somewhere new, it's brand new and you have to say a new bracha. But if the food you were eating requires an alamichi or birchas hamazon, where you're going to have to go back to say the bracha achrona anyway, so you're always being drawn back to that first place, you don't need to say a new bracha when you go to a new place, because it's as if you're still connected to the place that you started out. So the Gemara asks on Rav Chista, but we have a braisa that seems to indicate otherwise. The braisa says, even if you're eating something that requires a bracha achrona b'mkoman, you only don't have to make a new bracha if you leave people behind. But if you don't leave anybody behind when you leave, then you would have to make a new bracha against Rav Chista. So the Gemara answers that it's machlokes tanaim. Rav Chista would show from a braisa that there's machlokes tanaim whether a new bracha is necessary in this case. He'd hold like the Tanakama. The braisa would assume like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda.